Where is it? Oh, it is on. Yeah, it is on. What a sense of power. Ding that, and everybody goes quiet. Good morning, everybody. My name's Pat Simmons. I'm co-leader of the Bristol Chan Group with Mike, who chaired yesterday, and I'm your chair for today. And can you all hear me? Is it coming across all right? Jolly good. Right. Well, welcome back to those of you who were here yesterday, and welcome to those of you who weren't. You missed a cracking day, but I'm sure today is going to be just as good. I better run through a bit of housekeeping since there are new people here. So, the fire exits are there and there. We advise you, if possible, to go for that one, since that one leads you out into a little courtyard with no exit. But still better than being burnt alive indoors. Toilets are down. The ladies' toilet is just outside on the right. The gents' toilet is downstairs, and I've never explored it, but it's round some corridors, I believe. I would like to remind you, we have a bookstall over there. Some books I know are already sold out, but there are still more, plenty more, aren't there, Clive? And I would like to... Actually, I can't see the Dana Bowl, but there will be a Dana Bowl. We are collecting donations for a local charity, 125, which works with sex workers in Bristol. It's a very fine charity. Several of us have been quite closely involved with it, and it really is working with some of the most downtrodden and oppressed people in Bristol. So even if you're not a Bristolian, I urge you to donate generously. Oh, yes, one more bit of housekeeping. When we have the coffee break, could you go into the kitchen and could you move round the kitchen clockwise? This prevents complete anarchy and chaos from breaking out. If you weren't here yesterday, David Loy, who will be one of our speakers today, brought in a paper which I personally found extremely interesting about the Occupy Wall Street and indeed the Occupy the World movement. It's very interesting. It's looking at it from a specifically Buddhist point of view, and I think it's very thought-provoking. I think everybody who was here yesterday has a copy, but if you haven't, there are some over there on that table, and I urge you to collect yours in the coffee break. Right. Moving on to the main business of the conference, our first speaker is Ken Jones. We are extremely honoured to have him with us. He is a pioneer and architect of the whole Engaged Buddhism movement. He's a founder member of the Network of Engaged Buddhists, and he's currently their president. He's been an influential teacher and writer for many years on socially engaged Buddhism. He teaches retreats on emotional awareness, and as many of you will know, he's also an extremely talented poet. So we're delighted to